My dreams are the foundation of my life lived. My dreams are the foundation of my life lived. Now, all of my dreams are not just when I go to sleep. All of my dreams are not just at night. All day long, I have dreams of wonderful things that I have done and do. And it's a wonderful experience. It's a great experience. Because as I think of these things that I've done and do, I think, wow, they are wonderful. They are exciting. They are uplifting. Think of how I traveled over the world and have met people everywhere. And as I traveled over the world and met people everywhere and talked to people on every continent, I had an opportunity to realize that all of them are just like we are. We are all very much alike. We all live alike. We all think alike. We all act alike. We all have dreams alike. And we all want things for ourselves alike. And that's a beautiful thing. But my dreams are the foundation of my life lived. All of the dreams that I have as I go around the world, all the dreams that I have as I have the ranch here, as we have the Far Valley Ranch, and we have the monastery, and we have the Absolute Monastery. We have the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy and Worldwide Healing Ministry. We have all of these wonderful things here, and my dreams are the foundation of my life lived. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning of a beautiful and a long exposure to all that is good. It's not important who is doing this. It's only important that it is being done. It is only important that we are having fun in doing it and that we are delighting in everything that we do. My dreams are the foundation for my life lived. They're the foundation. But only the foundation. For now, more and wonderful, beautiful things take place. Now more and exciting things take place. Now more and illuminating things take place. Just imagine how it would be if someone came up to you and said, "How do I fulfill my dream?" And then you say to them, you turn within yourself and you listen to your heart. You listen to your heart, and your heart will tell you, is that really your dream? Or is that just one of your many dreams? Or is that somebody else's dream that you're dreaming? And as you listen to your heart, you'll say, no, that's my dream. That's what I believe. That's what I want to do. That's my goal. Then you can be sure that your dream is the foundation of your life lived, because in your dreams, in your imagination, in your thinking, that's where all the work takes place. That's where all the vision takes place. That's where all the revelation takes place. Have you ever had a dream? Have you ever had a dream or a want of something that was so tremendously important, it just took all of your attention and all of your thought and all of your mind? If you have, I say to you, and perhaps you might disagree with me, I say, forget it. Because if it's something that you want, if it's something that you need and you must have, and you're always dreaming about it, you can be sure you're not doing it. The moment I have any dreams, I immediately put feet under them. I immediately put them to work. I immediately take them out for a walk. I immediately show them off in my world. I immediately let them be revealed. Because my dreams are my thoughts. My dreams are my ideals. My dreams are my goals. My dreams are who I am. Now, it's not a matter that I'm telling other people what my dream is, but it's a matter that I'm living my dream. I'm living it. I'm not just wishing for it, waiting for it, thinking about it, dreaming about it. I'm not just thinking about that, if you will, about that lovely house that I'd like to have. Oh, I have that lovely house very much in my mind. I have that lovely house very much in my consciousness. I have that lovely house very much in every thought I think. But I don't let that be so overwhelming and so controlling that I cannot do other things properly. So I live as though I actually live in that house. I live as though I actually have all the things that my dreams would have me have. I live as though I actually am experiencing them now and all the time. And as I live like that, and as I think like that, I feel very good about everything. I feel very good about myself. I feel very good about all of my dreams. I feel very good about everything. I am living the dream. True, I may be living it in my imagination, but I'm living the dream. And my dreams are the foundation of my life lived. I'm living that dream. Now, I may never have that house. In fact, I may never have that house as an object and that I go home to. But it is in my consciousness, it's in my heart, and I live it. And I act as though I'm walking from that house to wherever I'm going. I act as though I'm parking my car in the driveway. I act as though I am living it. And as I act that way, my dreams are the foundation for my attitude. Because then I act as though I'm a person that belongs in that kind of house. I act as though I'm a person who lives in that kind of life. I act as though I'm a person who is that kind of person. Now you say, well, that's just all imagination. That's Pollyanna type thing. That's not reality. Oh, indeed it is reality. For as we live in our imagination, as we live in our dreams, as we live in our ideals, as we live in the thing that's most important to us, then that is the thing that we will have foremost in our heart. That is the thing we will have foremost in our thought, in our wishes, in our knowing. And we will not be wanting it and wishing for it. We will be doing it. Have you ever said you'd like to take a walk in the park and meditate? Go do it. To wish for it, to think for it, to desire it, and not do it, are no fulfillment at all. But just go. Go and do it. But I haven't the time. I haven't the ability. I'm not near there. I don't have a car. Go and do it. Go and do it. Did you ever make a park out of your walk around the block? You can walk around the block around your house, and as you walk around it, you look at all the beautiful people, you look at all the beautiful cars, you look at all the beautiful houses, you look at all the beautiful gardens, you look at all the... But it's not beautiful, it's not lovely, the people are not nice, they're not friendly at all. Then you be friendly. You look out of your eyes and you see everything beautiful. You see everything well taken care of. You see everything loved very sincerely. And as you see that, you create a park out of that walk around your block. And when you do get to the park, you find that it's even more glorious than you ever dreamed it, because you have prepared yourself and you've made yourself ready for walking in the park. You've made yourself ready for living in that lovely house that you have a dream for. By dreaming it, by living in it. All things in life are ours by our thought. All things in life are ours by our imagination. All things in life are ours because they are our reality. Now, are they yours? Are they your dream? Are they your desire? Are they your choice in life? If they are, you're doing some very wonderful things. And if they are not, then you are asleep at the switch. You're not paying attention to how wonderful your world is. You're not paying attention to how wonderful life is. Take every little moment of your life and be thankful that that moment is yours. Take every little moment and bless it, treasure it, honor it. Take every little moment and spend it well. Spend it well in carrying out the illumination of your dreams, the imagination of your heart, the life that you have. Because every little dream is who and what you are. Know that today for yourself, and watch how much fun life is for you. Because it's only as much fun as you make it. And it's only as much fun as you give your heart to it. Today, give your heart to the idea that my dreams are the foundation of my life lived. And I live beautifully, wonderfully, dynamically, and powerfully. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.